Dear brothers and sisters, I am Father Aloysius Kasoma, a Catholic priest from Masaka Diocese in Uganda. I bring you warm greetings from the equator, but I'm not responsible for the heat wave outside. My parish is called St. Agatha's Luebitakuli Catholic Parish. I feel so blessed to celebrate this Holy Mass with you today. I am here to ask for your help to build classrooms for our Catholic school in Uganda. On Tuesday this week, a friend of mine took me to watch a movie called Deadpool and Wolverines. There were two main characters in the movie, Deadpool and Wolverines. Both characters had a love for their friends and community. Deadpool's universal timeline was going to end, which meant that all his friends and community were going to disappear from it. So he went to look for Wolverine to save his community and friends. Wolverine's also cared for his friends and community and was depressed that everyone he cared for in his timeline died. The moral of this movie is that you have one life to live, so live it out for others, not just yourself. That makes you a hero. Now, I will ask you one question. Who is a hero in this congregation? Please raise up your hands. Nobody? Everyone should have their hands up because you have helped my community in Uganda very many times, for which I am very grateful. You are all heroes. We are given time, talent, and treasures, and if you use those three things to bring goodness and joy to somebody, you are indeed a hero and a saint. Today, I am here to motivate you to continue to live a heroic life as saints by sharing what God has given you with the people of Uganda. We have a school with 660 students that has a heart to change their society in Africa. But they need your support and prayers so that their dreams and endeavors can be accomplished. Here is our dream. In my parish, I oversee our St. Charles Luanga Luebitakuli Senior Secondary School for students 13 to 18 years old. The school was started by the Catholic Church in 1983 to offer quality education and Catholic moral formation for the many children in the area who graduated from primary school. This is the only Catholic secondary school in the region. The other secondary school in the vicinity is a Muslim senior secondary school. Our school is a co-ed school for boys and girls. We have 420 girls and 240 boys. A total of 240 students board at our school because they live too far away to commute daily. They are only able to travel home every 3 months to see their families. Thanks to your generous contributions, on my last visit, we now have more dormitory rooms available for our students. Since the introduction of the Universal Secondary Education Act in 2007, enrollment has increased tremendously. At the introduction of this program, the school had a population of 410 students. Now the school has grown to 660 students. The classrooms are overcrowded, and some students have to sit outside to hear instruction. With your help, we could build new classrooms and provide a brighter future for these children, like Anita, whose dream is to become a doctor. We are urgently in need of a new classroom building to cope with the large number of students in the school. If we do not do that, we risk losing our Catholic students who wish to continue their education because they will be forced to attend the Muslim school since we do not have room for them. It is important for students to continue their Catholic education. In today's first reading, people were hungry in the desert, in the hot desert, and they complained to Moses. So Moses asked God to provide them something to eat, and he showered manna from heaven, and they were satisfied. In today's gospel, people saw what Jesus did when he multiplied the loaves of bread and fishes. So they flocked to him. But he told them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever eats this bread will live forever." Jesus always gave what he had, even his own body, that we partake in the Eucharist. We should follow Jesus by giving what we have to those in need, to the people in Uganda who need your help to fulfill their dream that Christ has given them. I would like to end my homily with a story of a $1 bill talking to a $100 bill. The $1 bill asks, "Where have you been?" The $100 bill says, "I have been to casinos, I have been to Europe, and even to resorts." And then the $100 bill asks the $1 bill, "And you, where have you been?" The $1 bill says, "I have been traveling from church to church." Dear friend, give from the heart, following the example of Christ, and you will be richly blessed. On behalf of my parish in Uganda, we thank you, and may God bless you and your family too. I am available after Mass if anybody wants to know more about this project, you can come to me and I will explain more. And allow me to invite you to a movie night in the new building on the 28th of August at 6 p.m. The money collected will help to raise more funds for the classrooms. The movie is about, if I may tell you briefly, it's about a young girl in Uganda who was born in a suburb near Kampala. You know, she started from very humble, you know, beginning, and with hard work and support from friends, she became very affluent. So please come and see. I'm sure you will enjoy it. Thank you. Please be assured of our prayers.